Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, March 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. All this week, we're taking a look at different pieces of the new federal stimulus plan for our series, $2 trillion in You. Yesterday, we talked about how the relief package provides benefits for retirees and for people still contributing to their 401k. Today, we look at the nearly $350 billion in loans that are now available for small businesses.
In order to get this loan, businesses and nonprofits either keep the workers that they have or rehire workers that they laid off. The businesses have to actually certify that they're going to do that.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omokwe. Coming up, she'll explain how businesses can apply for the program and what happens if they can't repay the loan.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Small businesses in the U.S. employ nearly 60 million workers, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, many have been forced to cut costs by letting go of employees or even temporarily closing. The stimulus bill that passed into law last week will provide $350 billion in loans starting this Friday to help businesses avoid closing permanently. And Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omokwe is with us to discuss the ins and outs of the program. So, Amara, who specifically is eligible for these small business loans?
So essentially, any business or nonprofit with fewer than 500 employees would be eligible. There are some exceptions to that, but that's just generally speaking. Also, self-employed workers, gig workers, independent contractors would also be eligible. And the main criteria is that the business or the person needed to have been in operation or working as of February 15th, 2020. And for businesses and nonprofits, they needed to have paid employee salaries and payroll taxes.
How much can a business apply for?
The maximum amount a business can apply for is $10 million, and the interest rate on these loans is capped at 4%. But it is important to note that $10 million is the max, and lenders are going to be using a formula that looks at a business's average monthly payroll and multiplying that by 2.5 times to figure out the appropriate amount that a business should get. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has emphasized that this is a program that's going to help pay payroll and essentially overhead costs. And the way he gets to that is by essentially looking at the formula that says, we're going to give you a loan that is the cost of your average monthly payroll times 2.5%. And so that 2.5 times formula is what is going to be used for most businesses. But because this program is also open to businesses that haven't necessarily been in existence that long and independent contractors, the exact rules are going to be different depending on the structure of the business or the person applying.
And how do businesses apply for the loans?
This program is essentially a partnership between private lenders and the Small Business Administration. So private lenders will be issuing the loans, and the loans will be backed by the Small Business Administration. So a business that is interested in this particular program needs to go to a private lender in order to apply. Now, currently, the Small Business Administration says there are about 1,800 lenders across the country that had existing relationships with the SBA and that can issue these loans right away. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says he essentially wants every FDIC-insured institution in the country and additional lenders beyond that to be able to issue these loans. And he says the Treasury Department is working quickly to put together criteria and the framework so that pretty much any lender across the country can be involved.
How specifically does the program preserve jobs at small businesses?
So lawmakers that worked on this legislation actually called it the Payroll Protection Program. So it really is geared towards the idea of making sure that businesses and nonprofits either keep the workers that they have or rehire workers that they laid off. And actually, in order to get this loan, the businesses have to actually certify that they're going to do that.
How would a business's credit rating impact its eligibility for loans?
So one thing that we're hearing is that a business's credit profile is really not going to be a factor in whether or not they can get these loans. Lawmakers, the Small Business Administration, and the Treasury Department say they're really trying to streamline the process to make these loans as readily available and accessible as possible. So they've said that the main criteria is going to be payroll costs.
Now, a lot of the businesses applying for loans most likely are just getting by. What if they can't repay the loan?
Well, one very important component of this loan program is that there is a loan forgiveness provision. So businesses who retain or rehire their workers would be eligible for forgiveness on the portions of the loan that are used essentially for overhead costs. So payroll, rent, mortgage obligations, utilities, they'd actually be able to get forgiveness on that portion of the loan. So if, for instance, a business used the entire loan towards those costs, they would be eligible for 100% forgiveness. Now, it is important to note that one of the things that is going to be taken into account when determining the amount of loan forgiveness that a business receives is the level at which they maintained their payroll.
Could this be a first phase of several cycles of loans?
This could be the first phase of a cycle of loans or a cycle of other programs aimed to help small business owners. Again, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin has said if this program works, that they could add more money to it. And lawmakers have already said that they are just basically waiting and seeing how this stimulus package that recently passed works and kind of filters through the economy to determine whether or not they should do even more.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omakwe with us. Amara, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.